Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening live to Akashic Wisdom, the show on BBS Radio that talks about the Akashic Records and the effect they have on your life, where we actually do consultations with people live. All it takes is for you to call in, and all I need is your current legal name, and you can certainly email that to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. Or if you want to go ahead and call me, you can certainly do that at the BBS numbers. That's on Station 2 as you're listening. If this is streaming, you can call us live at 1-800, excuse me, the toll-free number is 888-429-5471, and that's toll-free for anyone in the U.S. or Canada. Or you can dial us direct at area code 530-513-6472. So tonight, let's talk about something very interesting that's happened in our news, and I'm sure you all are, well, maybe some of you are not aware, some of you are aware, but scientists and mainstream media are talking about the God particle, and I'm sure that there are other people who have talked about this in other shows. But from the Akashic Records point of view, it's a very important discussion. The reason why this is important is because the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records have been very instrumental in the timing of this information coming out to the masses. Now, they have been working on this experiment or this program for quite a while now, actually over 50 years. But the reality is that everything is in divine timing. And what's also very important is that we need to understand that this discovery unites science and spirit in a way that we have been looking for, those of us who are spiritual seekers. The God particle that they're talking about is what has confirmed that everything has a vibratory essence of an energy field around it, and everything is connected, and that everything could not be possible without this God particle. And I know that they don't like to call it the God particle because of the scientists. They don't want to get involved with religion. However, this is not about religion. This is about understanding how deeply we are all connected. There's a lot of religions that are shunning this. But if you're curious about looking at what this is all about, you need to Google Higgs boson. And that's H-I-G-G-S as in Sam, and then O, B as in boy, O, S as in Sam, O, N as in Nancy. And the important thing about this is that the world will now know how important it is that the way we talk to each other, the way we interact with each other, is an important piece of understanding that we are all connected. And you've heard the masters, teachers, and loved ones say many times that, you know, we are all vibration and frequency, and that what happens, you have to understand, is that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time and beyond. And what the physicists believe is that the Higgs particles, named after the gentleman who's basically been the funder for this. But the Higgs particles generate a kind of soupy ether through which other particles move. And so they're picking up and they pick up and drag. What the actual article says is that picking up and drag that translates into a mass on the macroscopic scale. So it's the idea here is it's the information that this energy force that surrounds us has mass, and that it does have a function. And we know that the function is that which connects us. But now there is actual scientific proof that we are all connected. You will find this very interesting reading. This is the machine they built to do this experiment is the largest and most expensive machine in history, I guess. Again, they don't want to necessarily call it the God particle, but they want you to understand that this is a big deal. A very big deal. And so if there is anyone out there that would like to discuss it, that would be wonderful. Okay, just wonderful. I'd love to talk about it. I'd love to have you move more deeper into your own being to understand it. Again, if you want to email me a question, you can certainly do that at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or if you'd like to call, you can certainly do that. And you can call us at, I must have to redo my thing, but this is a live show. It's not a rerun. And you can call us at 888-429-5471. And this is a live show on July 15th, 2012. Or you can call us direct at 530-513-6472. So for those people who feel important to call in and talk, that would be great. We'd love to hear from you. So I want to understand what your I'm waiting for the right word. Take or idea or how this impacts you when it is now proved that we are all connected by an energy source, something that we knew in our hearts, we knew in our minds, but it was something that we as metaphysicians or metaphysical people understood, yet the mainstream couldn't grasp, and now we understand that we are all pebbles in this wonderful pond called the universe, and so that our actions do create a domino effect on others, and so do our words, and so do our thoughts. So if we just take that concept and expand it out and realize that our choices today affect the choices of not only ourselves but others on a grander scale energetically, that puts us in a different position a different position in actually making our choices. Everything is dependent on everything else. So how you look, how you feel, look as in as not as you physically look, but so much as you see. So as you view others, as you interact with others, as you think about others, and your actions, let's say you write about others. But in many cases, it's also what you wear on your body. So for those people who wear negative T-shirts that they think are funny, or negative statements, or hate T-shirts, or have tattoos on their bodies that make a statement of hate or a negativity, it would be really to your advantage to shift that message in some way, shape, or form. If you can somehow change the negative message on your body, if it's a tattoo, to something loving, if you have any T-shirts with negative messages, I suggest you burn them. Not just throw them away, burn them. Don't donate them to a homeless shelter. That's not exactly a great donation. What you want to do is you want to be able to have on your body positive and loving thoughts. If you're going to wear a T-shirt that sends a message, send one of love. If you're going to have a tattoo that's going to be permanently marking your body, that also affects your energy field. What people don't understand about tattoos is that it literally changes your energetic field. And the reason it changes your energetic field is because the ink has its own vibration. When it gets injected into the skin, it shifts your vibration. And the vibration of whatever is tattooed now is ingrained in your DNA. It's in your cells. Because the ink mixes with your blood to make the pigment. And so it is very important to understand that choosing the right way to, if you're prone to decorate your body, if you feel it's not beautiful enough, it needs to have ink markings on it, then it's important for you to understand that that shifts you energetically, the same way piercings do. Piercings change your energetic vibration, including ear piercings. Now, ear piercings are not quite as detrimental as mouth, tongue, nose. All of these piercings shift your energy. And they change your vibration. And in some cases, they can actually take away your power. And the way they take away your power is by vibrating to a different frequency that is not in alignment with your physical, your body's frequency. And so when you introduce something foreign on a permanent basis into your body, you are now messing up, if you will, your own personal alignment in a very odd way. And it would be important for you to understand how that affects you. And we have a question that's great. I'm going to look here from Debbie. And the question is, do you really think the mainstream is going to accept this? I think they're going to treat it the same way they treat UFOs. Well, what's interesting is that the mainstream has already accepted it, okay? The religions are the ones that are not accepting it. But if you'll notice, the mainstream has not made a big deal out of it that it is. They are literally downplaying it. The Washington Post had huge articles about this. They're talking about it in a very, very important way. So if you actually just Google God particle, you'll notice that there's information even back from 2008 in National Geographic, and the ABC News covered it, all right? The ABC News mentioned that the physicists say they have found the best evidence yet for the Higgs boson, the subatomic particle, sometimes called the God particle, that would explain why we are all connected. And the scientists don't like to call it God particle because it brings in religion, all right? But the subatomic particle is so important to the understanding of space-time and matter. That's why they nicknamed it the God particle. And you have to understand also that the announcements that have been coming forward were based on experiments at the Department of Energy's Fermilab near Chicago and other institutions. It's not the final word, but it's very close. And this is a big deal. I mean, they have tried this. They have been experimenting with this for a long, long time. And again, the results were just announced on July 4th. So, this explains how we and the rest of the universe exist and interact. And so that's why it's so important. So yes, I do believe that the mainstream will accept it, or if not accept it, they will be writing about it. It's the religions that will have a hard time accepting it. So, and the reality of UFO, the only reasons the government doesn't openly acknowledge UFOs is to alleviate any kind of mass fear. I mean, you have programs that are negative all over the place about extraterrestrial beings. I mean, take Falling Skies, for example, the television show. It's not, these are awful alien beings that are trying to take over the world and take over humans. There's rarely anything positive either in movies or in or any kind of stories that are positive about extraterrestrials. The only thing that even came close to being positive was Cocoon. And Cocoon was about these wonderful extraterrestrials that are actually were in some ways destroyed by the ignorance of humans. So the idea here of UFOs, people have been taught, all right, they've been taught to fear things that are different. They've been taught to make fun of people or things or human beings that look or sound different. I mean, look at how cruel kids can be to a child that comes in from another country. They assume that the person is stupid because they can't speak English. Have you ever noticed how people try to talk louder when they're trying to explain that they're trying to speak English to somebody? It's as if, well, if I talk louder, they'll understand me better. I mean, it's sadly comical. The person is not hard of hearing. They just don't understand your language. And so it's those kinds of things that we have to look at. And I sincerely hope, Debbie, that mainstream will accept this. But I will guarantee you that it will not be big news for long. It will be buried, and it will be up to us as seekers to keep up with it so that we can continue to talk about it to our friends and verify it to those who want to listen. So I would love to talk to anybody who wants to talk about this. And you can certainly call in toll-free. If for some reason the number is not working, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call direct, toll-free, anywhere from the U.S. or Canada, 888-429-5471, or you can dial 530-513-6472. Now, the other reason this is important, important discovery, important timing, is because of the various areas of unrest in our world and on this planet. Not only the Middle East, but also other locations that are in strife and having their own civil wars. And we really need to be able to send out our major prayers for peace to the various places that need it the most. It's almost like what's being suggested is that we begin to create even more prayer gatherings than ever before. And this is a time for us to begin, again, it's not too early by any stretch of the imagination, to bring forth a prayer circles that focus on sending love, light, and healing to the hearts of the leaders, to the hearts of those who are burdened by hate. And it would not be at all inappropriate, if you're not at all familiar with the Ho'oponopono way, to begin to actually say the four statements, which are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And I get questions about that. Well, am I saying this to myself, about myself? Am I saying it about somebody else? It doesn't make any difference. If you just say it, it shifts your energy. And it shifts you into a more compassionate place. And when you move into a more compassionate place, the vibration around you shifts. And guess what? As you shift into a more compassionate place, because we are all connected, it creates a domino effect. Think about that. If I drop a pebble in the pond of the world, if I drop a love pebble, it creates rings of love, and it moves out. And if we are all connected by energy, and I am feeling more loving and more compassionate, that moves through my being, out through my energetic field, to everyone I come in contact with. And that affects their energetic field. And it affects everyone that they come in contact with. And then everyone that they come in contact with, their energy field is now filled with more love. And that moves out into everyone that they come in contact with, and so on and so on. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand how important this is? This is extremely, extremely important for us to realize. And so Debbie is writing back that hopefully, Debbie, you will go ahead and Google it and get your information. In fact, I agree with you. I try not to watch the news either because of the negativity. The reason I know about this is I felt a shift of energy, and I didn't know what it was. And my son actually told me about this, and then I Googled it. It was very, very interesting. Very interesting. So please check it out. And again, we have to really look at this, how this moves forward. Okay, so we have a question. I would need to verify this, but it says a statue of the god Shiva was placed in front of the CERN collider, which is what created or what verified the Higgs boson particle. Shiva is the Hindu god of creation and destruction. Some people have expressed concern over this due to the possible destructive nature of the god. What do the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say about the placement of the statue in front of the CERN collider? Well, first of all, you have to understand that Shiva, or Shiva, is the lord of the dance, as is evidenced in your article. And you have to understand also that everything has a positive and negative charge. The masters, teachers, and loved one want you to understand that that the aspect of Shiva is not the all-encompassing God. It's an aspect that is man-made. Okay? It is a symbol of dancing particles. It is a symbol of in what I'm hearing is in the positive and negative aspects of beings. And as you have positive and negative in everything, I can't even imagine that people would be worried about the destructive effects of a statue. I mean, that is the reason that's so important to understand is that energetically it was the positive and negative aspects. Why people would assume that it would be more negative than it would be positive and not create balance, I'm not sure. Donna doesn't understand. The master teachers and loved ones are saying that that in order to be able to have a better understanding, one should read the article. Okay? And in this article, it actually states that the special plaque next to the Shiva statue at the CERN explains the significance of the metaphor of Shiva's cosmic dance with several quotations from the Tao of Physics, and the text on the plaque reads in a way that can only be seen as loving. It is the clearest image of the God activity of God, which in any art or religion is one of balance. It is the rhythm of creation and destruction. And it manifests in balance. And it is also a symbol of the cosmic dance. The metaphor of the cosmic dance thus unifies ancient mythology, religious art, and modern physics. And that's the article you sent me. I'm quoting right from that. So this is not about negativity. And we all have to understand that, again, we have to be so vigilant about what we think and about what we feel. And we have to really move into our hearts, really move into our hearts. I'm not sure, Debbie, which four statements you were talking about. I say things and I don't really remember what I'm saying. So if I was quoting from the article, I can certainly email the article for you. I will go ahead and do that. I'll just forward it on to you without using other person's email address. So, this is about love, and it's about please understanding that we are moving into a space that shows us that we have all that we need, but most importantly, we can affect change by our own consciousness and what we send out. And we really need to notice when we consistently go to the negative, or when something happens that we see a negative reaction or we feel a negative reaction, we really want to look at if that's a pattern for us. we have to realize that we are creators. That's what we were talking about, that we are all creators. We are all powerful. And the reason why we're all powerful is because of this wonderful energetic connection that we have with each other. And the more we, again, we move into the aspect of love, again, saying the Ho'oponopono statements of, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And again, it's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Maybe those are the statements you're talking about, Debbie. I'll say it again for those who are trying to write this down. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And when we say these statements, it's as much about forgiving ourselves as it is asking forgiveness for those who we think we have harmed, as well as those who have harmed us. Because we have to realize that everything that happens in our life, we have played a part in creating. We as humans can no longer maintain the aspect of victim. Because to maintain the attitude or the position of victim is giving our power away. And we can no longer accept that, nor can we expect to move forward on our path as a victim. It's like trying to lug a deflated air balloon. Can you imagine how hard that would be? Almost impossible. Well, that's what we do to ourselves when we walk around as victims. When we walk around as victims, we don't claim our power. When we walk around as victims, we allow or blame other people for our situation. If you don't like where you're at, ask yourself what you can do to move yourself forward, even a little bit at a time. And again, we go back to what the master teachers and loved ones have said all along, is for you to choose something that's going to make you feel good about you, even if it's a little bit every day, that'll take you out of victim mentality. And I hope that you will take these words into your heart. And for the rest of the evening, for tomorrow morning, and from now, from this point forward, realize that you are a creator as God or the divine or the universe as a creator. And so you really need to move forward into understanding how powerful you are, how much you are loved. Miracles happen when we take back our power. We can truly look at what we have to offer. Really look at that. Look at what's possible. What is possible for you? What is possible for you to change? How can you move forward in creating more love in your life? And if you need to define what love is, then work on that. Sometimes it's hard to define what love is or what the meaning is of love. love is for you. Especially if you've never experienced love. So we would ask that you move into your hearts and say those words sincerely. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. These are powerful statements. Powerful statements. And again, if you'd like to call in, the number here is 888 toll-free. So it's 888-429-5471, toll-free in U.S. and Canada. If you're out of the country, you can dial our country code is 011. And our telephone number is 530-513-6472. And so, as always, I await your phone calls, I await your discussions, I await your questions. It's so important to have questions and comments, especially about something so important as this. So, what's also coming forward here is for us to begin to create a list of things that take us off our mark. What that means is, what are the things in our life that take us off track, that derail us, that cause us emotional or mental anguish? What are the things that bother us the most? And we have to really look at those aspects and the truth of what control they have over us. What control do those things have over you? And where do you feel out of control and helpless? And once you've itemized those things, it's going to be important for you to make a separate list of the things that bring you joy, the things that you do feel you have control over. And for those people who feel totally out of control and say, I have no control whatsoever, you do have control. You have control over when you go to sleep. You have control over when you wake up. You have control over when you eat. You have control over whether you walk to the store or take a bus or a car. Now you're going to say, well, I don't have the money for a car or the bus, so I have to walk. Well, if that's the case, then you have a choice on whether or not you're going to make that walk pleasant or cumbersome or obligatory or burdensome or joyful. So you choose the attitude you have in doing everything in your life. You choose that attitude. If you allow other people to dictate your attitude, then you're giving your power away. And it's important that you really look at where you give your power away. And Debbie just wrote back a big thank you, and she's saying something, and I want to share it with you because it makes me feel good, and I am going to kind of take my own medicine here, and I'm going to follow my own lead. When something feels good, you want to repeat it. You want to share it, and this makes me feel good, and I want to be able to send that vibration out to everyone. And she says, Donna, you are truly inspiring and uplifting. I feel so good after listening to you. I will definitely say those words sincerely. Thank you. And Debbie, you are deeply, deeply welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure to be of service on this show. That's what this is all about. And your interaction is so deeply appreciated. And so again, anyone else that's out there certainly can call in or can certainly email me with a question. This is a wonderful opportunity to be able to get some, like a free consultation, even if it's a mini consultation, you see. And so we really want to look at what we're sending out. One of the things that has come forward in my work in the Akashic Records is to actually begin a practice that's called love coaching through the Akashic Records. And it's not just relationships, but it's an actual love coaching. It's like helping people understand and how to magnetize a healthy, loving relationship to them and how to attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship. So it's going to be, it's a new aspect of my service and of my work through the Akashic Records, and it is called Love Coaching through the Akashic Records. And so if anybody is interested in knowing more about that, they can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And it will be a program. It will be eventually a workshop. And it will also be an individual one-on-one series for people who are really interested in shifting their life and creating and attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship. So if that's of interest to you, I certainly encourage you to either give me a call. Now, you can call me privately at 216-691-1233, and you can call me 24 hours a day. That's never going to bother me because it's a voicemail that rings in my office, and if I'm by my desk, I'll answer the phone. If I'm not, or I'm talking with a client, it'll leave a voicemail, and I'll get that. But please put in the voicemail that you're interested in knowing more about the love coaching, and if you want to send me an email about the love coaching, you can send the email to info@akashicwisdom.com. I can certainly really would love to be able to talk to you about that if that's of interest to you. There's so many people out there that are lonely, that are looking for their soulmate, and they need to understand how to not only attract that energy to them, but also prepare themselves for receiving that kind of energy. It's important to understand that your beloved is out there, and it's about creating a space for that beloved in your home, in your heart, and in your life. And so that's part of what we're talking about. It's about helping you understand how to prepare a space. It's about helping you understand how to open your heart. It's about helping you understand what actions to take to expand your heart so you can, you know, attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship. This is not about just dating. This is about attracting a healthy, loving relationship, even for those people who have a pattern of attracting the wrong kind of partner. The Akashic Records have answers for you. They have answers as to how you can move forward and what you can do through your Akashic Records. So if that's of interest, I strongly advise you to give me a call, or again, my private number is 216-691-1233. Or my email is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at Akashic Wisdom, same name as a show, akashicwisdom.com. So, well, it is now 11:44. Those are very powerful numbers. And since I'm not getting any phone calls, I will give you 2 more minutes to make a call. And if, in fact, no one calls in, then I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and we will then get together again next Sunday. Just a little update on my, if you'll remember, back in November, I brought home a wonderful cat named Zohar. And at that time, he was 4 months old, and he was a little under 9 pounds, probably a little bit under 9 pounds. Well, he had his 1 year birthday on July 1st, and he is now 12 pounds. This is a big kitty cat. Not 12 pounds is not terribly big, but he is getting bigger all the time. He's got a beautiful long body. He is definitely my friend, and he is a very wise being. So just to kind of give you an update on Zohar and et cetera. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I do encourage you to look into the God particle. And again, that is, you can also Google Higgs boson, and that's H-I-G-G-S, capital B-O-S-O-N. And it was, again, on ABC News. There's an actual website called godparticle.com. There is something called, I don't know, I'm just reading, this is off of Google. You can, I guess there's other articles that you can look at. So there's also godparticle.net. There's a Wikipedia posting. It was in ABC News, Washington Post, all sorts of wonderful different places. So, I do encourage you to look into it, and I also encourage you to really understand how important you are in not only the preservation of the world, but also for you to understand that it's the partnering with the divine when we create our energy from a compassionate love point of view. Please remember that because we now have proof that we are all connected, that we are in the midst of a revelation of how to heal our hearts. And when we heal our hearts, we'll heal our planet. Okay? Okay, so we have a question from Kim. She says, I'm listening to you with my baby taking a bath. He is 5 weeks old. Well, mazel tov. God bless you. I have, just as a comment for that little sweetheart, I have a wonderful CD called Remembering Your Magnificence that you may want to get to play for him so he remembers home. It's all the things that we want to say, to hear when we were a child but didn't. But in this particular case, it will help him remember his magnificence so he never forgets it as he learns to be human. So her question is, we have to move out of our current house and are going through yet another move. Do the masters, teachers, and loved ones have anything to say regarding this move? Should we stay where we are in Oregon or move somewhere else, another state? We have been in Southern Oregon for 8 years, and it's feeling old. Thanks. Well, Kim, here's what's coming forward is, first of all, it's really going to be important that you discuss your joy with each other. The reason that's important is, where are you going to find your greatest joy? And when you say that it's feeling old. I'm hearing that you feel that your work is done there. And if that's the case, then it's really going to be important to move into a meditation and feel different places and what they offer you from a joyful point of view, and also what you can offer that them being the land or the community. Now, here's the piece. The recommendation is that you make a list of where you think or you feel or you can picture and feel where you would like to go. And you have your partner make that same list. Five different places will do for the time being. Pick five different places you would like to go. And each one of you separately, move into your heart, put your hand over your heart, and I want you to visualize what it would feel like to live in each one of these places separately. So take your time, move into this each location energetically, put your hand over your heart, and actually ask the question, show me what it would feel like to live in and then name it. And then notice the physical feeling you get. And whichever one feels the best is the one you want to bring to your partner, and your partner should bring to you. And then you make a choice based on your feelings. This is not about should. This is not about should. As they say, stop shoulding on yourself, huh? And the other piece is to also ask yourself, why do I want to move? And you can even ask, show me what it would feel like to stay here. Put your hand over your heart and feel it. So you have to look at what opportunities are open to you and what opportunities are open to your partner, and then most of all, where is it going to be the most joyful to raise your baby? Where will your son thrive? And those are the questions you need to ask. Because the masters, teachers, and loved ones will never tell you what to do as far as where to move, because that would be taking your power away. You have many possibilities and probabilities out there. It's up to you to decide where your greatest joy would be. You need to take responsibility for your actions, for your movement, for your choices. And I'm not talking just you personally, Kim. I'm talking about everyone out there. Human beings need to take responsibility for their actions. But the way the barometer needs to read is, what is going to bring me the most joy in this moment and next week? And in your case, you have to pull it out a little bit. So in an alignment, we begin taking responsibility for who we are and what our choices are. When we take responsibility for who we are and what our choices are, we also take responsibility for the choices that may not have been so wonderful. And whenever we move into a guilt situation, that's when we definitely want to say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you move into that. And remember, because we are all connected, our answers are all connected, as are our questions. And so many times our questions are going to be answered before we even have the questions. because we are now in a full circuit consciousness. If we take responsibility today, and today we move forward into consciously loving ourselves and others, and we consciously move into compassion, by doing that, we will affect change in this universe and definitely on our planet. And you can share this message with anyone who will listen. You can be the bearer of love to anyone who will hear. We are all divine creators, and it is up to us to create the highest, the best, and the most loving. And I hope that was helpful. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 11:55 in Akron, Ohio. Again, I'm going to give you my private number is 216-691-1233. You can call me 24 hours a day and leave a message. If you wake up in the middle of the night and say, I got to talk to Donna, that's just fine. Leave me a message and I'll call you in the morning. Or as soon as I can. I don't want to make any promises. But I want you to know how much I love you all. I want you to know how much I care about you loving yourself. And I want you to know that I'll be here next week. Now, actually, next week, it may be a pre-recorded program. It depends. I've got it's a big, long day. With lots of things happening. So whether I may or may not be up to getting on the phones with you, but if you want me on the phone with you live, then you need to email me your questions ahead of time. So we have a full program, okay? So I want you to have a miracle-filled week. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those out there, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, I close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on BBS Radio by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Have a great week this week, and we can, you know, have a wonderful discussion next week. Blessings to you all. This is Donna Fox saying good night.